Today's podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-Pack. Save $200 when you put in code word HOWIE3. Sale is just for this week only and while supplies last. Order at EdenPure.com. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
What would you advise President Biden to do here? He might be the only Democrat who could, in a private conversation, talk. I could make the argument he and Bill Clinton might be able to talk Cuomo into resigning.
Corporate needs you to find the differences between this picture.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
And this picture.
I never touched anyone inappropriately or made inappropriate sexual advances.
They're the same picture.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
And that at home, parents of unvaccinated kids should be thoughtful about this, and the recommendation is to wear masks there as well.
Stupid! You're so stupid!
He misspoke. He's a person of high integrity, and he came out with a tweet and said, I apologize. I misspoke.
How can people who are so smart say such stupid things?
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Welcome to the Howie Carr Show. Here in my studio, I've left CNN on for a second day of bizarro world TV. On one side, on one screen, I have Fox. Cuomo defiantly denies sexual assault allegations, and then on the next, on the other screen, the right screen, CNN. American Academy of Pediatrics COVID infected 71,000 kids in a week. None of them have died. None of them have been hospitalized. But there are cases. Just keep going with the anything but Cuomo. If we could just stop talking about Andrew Cuomo, maybe it will go away like Ralph Northam, the Ku Klux Klan blackface governor of Virginia.
Howie, keep your eyes on that CNN screen, because can global warming be far behind today? They're getting real desperate.
It's just they got this doctor with a bow tie who looks like he's from Saturday Night Live, and he's the guy from the AAP who's, and it's so dangerous, it's so terrible, oh. Even the anchors could barely keep a straight face listening to this, and they're going, why can't we talk about the real news of the day? I mean, there's lots going on. You know, it's the border is totally out of control. Joe Biden that just did something blatantly and he had even admits is unconstitutional, and then you have the ridiculous mask mandate in New York City, and you have the governor of New York, the corrupt Andrew Cuomo, touching everything but the third rail and then lying about it. I mean, we have to talk about this.
All right, move on. Nothing to see here. Please disperse. Nothing to see here. Please.
Man, you know, the guy is wearing a white coat, though. I will give him that. You know, and I noticed that on Fox today, Dr. Marty McCary.
That's better than a medical degree in my eyes.
Marty McCary was the guy from Johns Hopkins that we've had on, and is trying to tell the truth about this tempest in a teapot. I saw him today wearing a white coat. I'm seriously thinking, Taylor, about investing in a white lab coat to wear for all the COVID segments on the show. I think it would add a lot of credibility to my presentation. One of the VIPs says it covers a multitude of sins. And God knows I have enough sins to cover up. Maybe I need an extra large. 844-500-4242. The first thing I want to get to today, though, is sometimes I wake up in the morning and I see the Herald, and then I look at the internet and I feel really great. My heart feels like an alligator. Today was one of those days. I wrote the column about Barack Obama's birthday party, his 60th birthday party on Martha's Vineyard, and they splashed with it. It was a Herald type of lead, and you know, I enjoyed writing the column, and we had fun talking about it. And they posted the column around 5 o'clock last night, and shortly after midnight, Barack Obama, one of his trusty flacks, called up the New York Times and said, "We're downsizing the party." I'm not taking credit for it. I know it had nothing to do with my column, but it just really made my column that much more more pertinent to the matter. And but the question remains: does anyone really think that he's going to cut down the size of the party? I do not think so in the least. I mean, you're dealing here with people who are all multi millionaires. I would assume that given the accumulation of wealth so rapidly over the pandemic among the upper 1/100th of 1%, I would say probably at least a quarter to a half of these people are billionaires that are going to be at that party. Now, you're going to tell them you've been canceled? You have been canceled? You know, I mean, so what if you find out later that somebody who only has a net worth of $200 million continued to be invited to the party and actually had his picture taken with Muchel or Barack, or perhaps with the COVID coordinator in the middle between the esteemed guest and the president of the United States, the former constitutional law professor at the University of Chicago Law School. I don't think that's going to work out. How do you do that? That's like reducing a wedding a list of wedding guests 2 days, 3 days before the wedding. It's just, it doesn't work, especially when they all have private jets and they all have reservations at these inns and hotels and lodges and clubs. Cause I assume doesn't Bill Gates have a golf club, or is that on Nantucket? I can never remember golf clubs.
It's the only way to fly.
So I really am somewhat skeptical that anything is going to be changed, but I have to play you one cut here. We didn't have this last night because it was coming in late, and we were tied up with all the other breaking news. But Charlie Parker, as we all know, has been one of the most committed acolytes of the cult of the mask. The governor of Massachusetts, also
there's a lot at stake here.
Also known as Charlie Parker. And, you know, he's very proud of the fact that we have the third highest death rate in the country. Still do.
Governor Charlie Parker in Massachusetts.
Yeah, Governor Charlie Parker in Massachusetts. So he's asked about it yesterday, about the party, before it was canceled. And again, they went to the New York Times because they knew that no one would ask. Seldom is heard a discouraging word about Barack Hussein Obama in the New York Times. As in never. Okay. Yes, sir. Just let me type out the press release. What do you want me to say? Yes, I get it. Yes. The party is being downsized to family and friends. Yes. We'll get that right out. Then they punched the button and that's what went out to the world. It's like, you know, all state run, deep states, I should say, have a compliant state-run media, and that's the New York Times, the Washington Post, the Alphabet Networks. So Charlie Parker, who, remember, last Thanksgiving, he said he had the COVID Stasi out in the supermarkets checking to make sure you didn't buy too large of a turkey.
Most people, we believe, based on all the data we saw, did what we would describe as the probably unhappy but public health appropriate thing over the Thanksgiving holiday. You know, automobile traffic was down, bus and train traffic was down, airline traffic was down. We even checked out, you know, what size turkeys people were buying, and it turned out that the big ones were still around on Thanksgiving Day, and all the smaller ones have been sold. I mean, people, for the most part, appear to have done the right thing.
The right thing is what he tells you to do, okay? And he shut down the golf courses. He shut down the gyms. He shut down the barbershops, the hair salons, the restaurants, the bar rooms, the American Legion posts, everything. He shut down for months, if not over a year. He shut down the schools. He shut down the churches. He didn't consult with anybody except a couple of people with PhDs who were wearing lab coats. So obviously they knew what they were doing. All it took was that white lab coat. It made up for that very prestigious PhD from Bridgewater State. So So he says that, you know, but here's what he said when he was asked about Obama's party. He made it sound like we've been living in a free society here in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts for the last year and a half. Cut five.
Judgment call all the way around, but that's the beauty of judgment calls. We can all make our own decision about what we think is most appropriate to us.
Really? What about that gym owner? Where was he, in Oxford? The one who shut off? He got his power and his water shut off. Did he have the ability to make his own decision?
Wait, what? Judgment calls are up to us?
Yeah, let's hear that one again. This is pretty amazing.
Wow.
This is pretty amazing. This was from yesterday.
Judgment call all the way around, but that's the beauty of judgment calls. We can all make our own decision about what we think is most appropriate to us.
And if you try to make the call that we disagree with, we'll arrest you.
Sounds like
we'll put you out of business. We'll cut off the electricity. We will not allow you to renew your license to operate a business. We will take away your driver's license. We will take away your tradesman's license.
You think he's fishing for an invite?
Is that amazing? I mean, and no one called him out on that? What do you think, Grace?
That is infuriating. I can't believe he actually has the gall to say that after what he's put Massachusetts,
everybody, 7 million
owners,
people through.
Everyone. What a fraud.
And
you know, Taylor's right. He definitely just wants to go. Him and Dr. Fauci are like sniffing around for a B-list invite. And they're definitely not going to get it now that they have to cut back.
You know what gets me, too? And I hate to say this because I do work for the Boston Herald, but where were the newspapers on this one? Where were the TV stations? Was there anything on the TV stations about it? Did they pick up this cut? I mean, talk about breathtaking hypocrisy. I mean, he's not in the level of Cuomo, but it's pretty bad. This is pretty bad stuff. All right, and they just gave it a good leaving alone, the amen chorus in the Boston media. 844-500-4242. Everyone in my family loves Balance 7. My daughter Charlotte takes it right before bed, and the mailroom manager likes it throughout the day. Balance 7 has helped me with all my aches and discomfort. Recently, Tina visited and was really tired from the flight. Immediately, I said, take some Balance 7. I've been using Balance 7 for months now, and I wish I'd learned about it years ago. Balance 7 is a clear mineral liquid that you take three times a day to break down the acid in your body. Often, I'm asked to try products and can be very skeptical of claims. But with Balance 7, everything I was told turned out to be 100% true. If you've been holding off, don't wait any longer. When I take Balance 7, I don't feel my energy fading as the day wears on. I have a jug at the studio and a jug at home and a jug at my place that I'm running down on the Cape now. Balance 7 reduces the acids that build up in your body over time. All you do is drink a small shot of the liquid three times a day, and you will feel the difference in 24 hours. If you suffer from heartburn, acid reflux, or joint discomfort, then give Balance 7 a try. Go to balance7.com and put in code Howie for free shopping. That's free shipping. That's balance7.com, code word Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
He doesn't do this just for the money.
It's also my pleasure to see to it that decent, hardworking people in this community aren't robbed blind by a pack of money-mad pirates just because they haven't anybody to look after their interests.
Howie Carr will be right back.
I've heard about you. What have you heard, Shane? I've heard that you're a low-down Yankee liar.
Howie Carr is back.
844-500-4242. When the world gets too loud, create your own soundtrack with Raycon wireless earbuds. Raycons have a 32-hour battery life, start at half the price of other premium audio brands, and come with a 45-day happiness guarantee. Get 15% off at buyraycon.com/Howie, buyraycon.com/Howie. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Would you go to a party with 700 people right now?
Yes, I would. But you know what? The thing is, the difference between me and Barack Obama and all the beautiful people that were flying in on the private jets for the Hamptons is I haven't been telling everybody they're going to die and that everybody should be locked down. So I don't think it's a hypocrisy problem. I would have no problem doing it.
50-50 right now.
50-50, really? Wow. I'm surprised that it's that close. Anyway, we just played that obnoxious cut from Baker saying that it's we all have the freedom to do what we think is right for us. I have another one that's almost as obnoxious from de Blasio, the lame duck mayor of New York City, who just introduced the vaccine passports for the city of New York, the city that never sleeps. But it's going to be a lot drowsier if this vaccine passport thing goes through. I'll tell you that. There's going to be a lot fewer black people in the restaurants, like maybe one third as many, maybe less than half as many Hispanics, about half as many whites. The Asian population in New York is the most vaccinated. They're at 71%, according to numbers I saw today. The black population is 31%. So, but de Blasio says that this is all about, that the vaccine passport is all about freedom. This is very Orwellian, 1984, cut number 12.
Unless we want to run the risk of going back to restrictions and having our freedom taken away and people losing their jobs again, it's really clear what we have to do. People have to get vaccinated. And we had a long period where it was voluntary, there was incentives, it was compassionate and kind. But now it's time to get a little blunter about the fact that everyone needs to get vaccinated for the good of their family, their community, their country.
So he says we have to do this, otherwise we'll lose our freedom and have restrictions imposed on us. And that's why I have to take away your freedom and impose restrictions. That's what that boils down to. Does he have no sense of irony? Does he have no realization of what words mean? Morning Joe and the woman next to him, the flotation device, as Chris Plant calls her, they just nod their head like a dog in the back seat of a car. They say nothing. They notice that no inherent contradictions in what he was saying. It's just amazing. 844-500-4242. Christopher, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Christopher.
I would like to talk, Howie, about this Cuomo scandal. And I find it, speaking of Orwellian, I find it really disastrous that someone like Letitia James is railroading Cuomo. I don't like him. I think he deserves his comeuppance. But this is going to be used on Republicans like Kavanaugh saw in the past, writ large in the future. It's not just going to be Cuomo who's going to be destroyed by this.
Christopher, can't you dislike with great intensity the blue noses who are destroying Cuomo and yet relish the destruction of someone like Cuomo? I mean, he who lives by the sword dies by the sword. Would you not agree? I mean, and this is a guy who tried to tear Kavanaugh apart based on I wouldn't even dignify it by calling it flimsy evidence. On no evidence, he tried to tear Kavanaugh apart, and now he's hoist on his own petard. I mean, Christopher, do you blame me for enjoying the hell out of this?
I enjoy the hell out of it, but I'm also scared. I'm very scared because I think that this is going to be used against people on our side of the aisle with zero evidence whatsoever. And the most galling thing for me is that one of Cuomo's daughters has put herself forward as an activist and said that there should be no due process for men on college campuses. And she said nothing about her father. And I just think that these people mm-hmm. don't see the morals of the lesson.
Well,
and, you know, young men across the United States have been dealing with this.
They are. Yeah, they have.
Against them for 20 years.
They have. How, Christopher, you know, if what about if not just her father, what about her uncle Ted? You know, her uncle or great uncle Ted. I mean, he talk about a guy who he literally got away with killing somebody, a woman. And think about, Robert Kennedy. I mean, there are many stories about him and Marilyn Monroe. There's a new book out about him and Marilyn Monroe. What happened the night she died? We just had the 59th anniversary of her mysterious death. What about Jack Kennedy and all of his dealings with females? I mean, I don't know. I'm going to enjoy Cuomo twisting slowly, slowly in the wind. I'm Howie Carr.
live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. With us now is Grace Curley with the news of the day.
Yes, and I really am enjoying all of the stories that are coming out about Andrew Cuomo because it shows that Andrew Cuomo's arrogance, Howie, was a little bit contagious. A lot of people who worked with him also thought that they were infallible. And Facebook executive helped Cuomo smear sex harassment accuser. A top communications manager at Facebook helped Governor Andrew Cuomo fight sexual misconduct allegations, including by helping leak confidential files about accuser Lindsay Boylan and by participating in regular discussions about Cuomo's communication strategy, according to the New York Attorney General's bombshell investigation. Danny Lever, who had worked in Cuomo's press operations since 2014, but left in August 2020 to join Facebook as a communications manager, played a key role in Cuomo's communication
Lever
strategy.
That's like a handle, right?
Yes.
The pump don't work because the vandals broke the handle.
In December 2020, former Cuomo staffer Lindsay Boylan became the first of several women to accuse the governor. We know this. She was the one who Cuomo offered to play strip poker with and who I believe he tried to kiss her at one point and talked about the cigars in his office.
This all came out after the election was over, and so the Cuomo strategy to counteract her credible claims was to say that she was put up by Trump deplorables. As if Trump deplorables in the aftermath of the election didn't have other fish to fry, shall
we say. Everybody's always blaming me for everything.
Was he involved in spreading the Trump rumor?
Well,
this guy from Facebook?
That's only one of the ways they were trying to discredit her. Cuomo Communications Director Rich Azzopardi decided to send Boylan's confidential personnel files to several journalists in what investigators called an attempt to discredit and disparage her. According to the attorney...
Isn't there some kind of privacy law crime being committed there, Grace?
I would think so.
At least theoretically.
According to the Attorney General's report, Lever helped Cuomo's staffers disseminate the files, even though she had already been working at Facebook for months. Ms. Lever coordinated with some of the reporters who received the documents to let them know.
Oh, it's a female. I thought females, especially even more than males, were supposed to believe all women.
Well, you know, the interesting thing about Andrew Cuomo is, and we haven't heard about this woman in a while, I'm blanking on her name, but like his right-hand person is a female.
DeRosa.
DeRosa. And I think we're going to hear more about her as well, because it seems
she's in that report.
It seems like the people that worked for him were maybe not as bad, but they were pretty bad too.
Remember, there was a picture of the governor and DeRosa sharing a rather romantic dinner at a nice Italian spot right after her marriage.
Yes. Ms. Lever coordinated with some of the reporters who received the documents to let them know that the executive chamber would be sending them. The smear attempt came amid Lever's broader participation in Cuomo's defense as part of a team of advisors from within and outside the chamber who had ongoing and regular discussions about how to respond to the allegations, including Cuomo's CNN host brother, Chris. Lever's name appears 25 times in the attorney general's report. Reached by phone, Lever said she couldn't talk because she had to attend a meeting.
I've heard that one before. So have you.
By the way, Chris Cuomo was spotted in the Hamptons reading the Post.
Reading the New York Post? I thought it was a nice addition today with the picture of the woman's face
blurred out
while he's got the smirk on his face and he's grabbing her rear end.
It says CNN host Chris Cuomo caught a helicopter from the Hamptons back to New York City just hours after his brother, Andrew Cuomo, was exposed as a serial sexual harasser.
When's your helicopter arriving to take you back to Milton tonight, Grace?
Oh, I haven't decided yet. I don't know if I'm going to head out at 4, maybe stay around, do some extra work. A source spotted Chris alone at the East Hampton airport around 6 p.m. on Tuesday and said the CNN anchor was scrolling through news about his oldest brother as he waited for his ride. Quote, I saw the article from New York Post on his phone when I walked by.
Headline on Fox right now, Cuomo's brother silent on sexual harassment report. Well, they have to concentrate on COVID-19.
Thanks for the coverage. I'm Chris Cuomo. Welcome to Primetime. We're focused on COVID here.
As if you haven't heard, it's like getting a mild cold. It's like getting a
a wet kiss from my brother.
It could ruin your entire, well, half of the weekend anyway if you come down with it.
So not if you're in the Hamptons, though. If you're in the Hamptons, you can still walk around with it and then pretend later on to come out of your basement and pretend you've been down there the whole time quarantining,
I doubt he ever had COVID.
Well, I think he probably did because he did have access to that testing, which no one else had access to because he was a beautiful
person.
We
still haven't heard about it. I still want to know. It's too bad they didn't turn up that information. That came out in the early days of the Cuomo scandal. Who exactly got the specialized testing? Because Cuomo was sending out he wasn't just sending out like registered nurses or people who would been licensed to administer the test. He was sending out MDs to go up and down the state onto Long Island
to all of
his family members and members of the media. Now I wonder what medium. Do you think anyone from the New York Post got a free COVID test, special COVID test from Cuomo? I'm going to say no.
Well, it's funny, too, because you wonder if
any... WOR radio? No.
Then you wonder if any celebrities maybe got one, because there's that old video when he got his Emmy. It's a montage of celebrities like Bob De Niro, Ben Stiller, Bill Kristol, just heaping praise on Andrew Cuomo. So I'm sure there were some big shot Upper East Siders who got...
Chelsea Handler didn't get one because he wouldn't date her. That was in the report, too. Yesterday.
Yeah, but now she said she's over him. I think the eighth or ninth woman who came forward. Really
incidentally, the New York media, which is, again, part of the deep state, pretty much, except for the New York Post and a couple of radio stations, they feel used today because they were told that Cuomo would be making a live address to rebut these allegations. And once they picked it up, they noticed that all these cuts were coming in. The still photos of him,
the slideshow,
slideshow, with like De Niro, and they realized that was taped. They were given a taped feed and told it was live. And
that's why I was so confused, because I was like, wait a second, he put this together himself, but it did seem like he was trying to give off the vibe that it was live, but how could he put a slideshow on top of it if it was live? So that makes a lot of sense.
And the thing was that they were putting up the live Chyron, and I mean, I guess it doesn't matter to CNN and MSNBC, their fonts of fake news anyway, but it bothered it bothered Newsmax, OAN, Fox, they were scammed. What else is new, right? He's been scamming. He's been scamming the people of the Empire State for 12 years, and for 8 years before
that.
That
feed, no matter what, though, right?
Yeah, I agree.
But they did not sell them the feed. Honestly, they told them it was a live feed. Apparently,
true. But I mean, even if you knew it was going to be a recorded feed, everybody else is going to be carrying it at the same time. You've got to carry it too.
Wait till those news stations hear about the COVID nursing home deaths. About those lies, then they're going to be really upset. If the feed got them mad, wait till they hear about the other scams.
By the way, are you going to need a vaccine passport to get into a nursing home in New York City now?
That's the part of the key to New York City, because he described it like he's describing, this is Bill de Blasio, but he acts like he's Willy Wonka, explaining this wonderful world of imagination for people, when in reality... He's the candy man. But in reality, New York City isn't exactly...
Come with me, and you'll be in a world of pure imagination.
The candy man can, because he mixes it up with COVID and makes everybody old die.
Yeah, it's like New York right now isn't exactly the place to be. I don't know if Bill de Blasio knows that. By the way, the U.S. is reportedly offering COVID-19 vaccines to illegal immigrants in custody, which begs the question, what took so long? The Biden administration will reportedly offer COVID-19 vaccinations to illegal immigrants in U.S. custody at the southern border. I found it amazing yesterday.
Of course it's free.
Joe Biden goes from dissing Ron DeSantis and Governor Ron DeSantis from Florida and Governor Abbott from Texas and says, you know, if you're not going to help save lives, get out of the way. He talks about how we really need leadership. And then he's asked about immigration by Peter Ducey, and he barely comes up with anything. I mean, there's no plan. I know the plan is that Kamala Harris is going to fix the Northern Triangle countries.
She says they've made extreme progress, I believe, were her exact words.
Did you read the story about her ally saying that they're really concerned about her poll numbers? And they said no one wants to go out there and say she's doing a good job, because then the next question will be on what? And I said, and the person who said that was described by The Hill as her ally. Like, if that's what you're with friends like this, who needs enemies? That's like your biggest supporter.
She's got more disgruntled employees than Andrew Cuomo does.
I eat no for breakfast.
I know she really does. And the last thing, Howie, it's been a really long time since we've talked about Jeb Bush.
Couldn't we go just a few decades longer?
No, we cannot, because this tweet he put out is truly something. This is Jeb apostrophe Bush.
No, exclamation point.
Oh, yes, I'm sorry. Exclamation point. That'd be even lamer.
Please slap.
I wonder how our medal... Oh, so he's talking about the Olympics. He says, I wonder how our medal totals would be if we hadn't... if we had an exclusionary immigration system, which we have had for the last few years. My heart swells for all of our medalists, including those whose families have come from far off lands to our country. He's basically saying we should open up the borders even more, because then we might get more medals in the Olympics.
You know, his son, George P. Bush, is running for, I believe, attorney general in Florida against Paxton, the current attorney general. I think it's Paxton, isn't it? But he's way behind. I'm sure that's going to really goose his ratings.
Why hasn't he asked Dad to help him out on the campaign trail yet?
It's only a matter of time, I'm sure.
Yeah, I can't believe that he actually tweets this stuff out. I didn't even know he had a Twitter, though. I'm not sure if he has blue check. I think you have to have a certain amount of followers to get a blue check.
He's pitiful. That whole family is pitiful. I've come to that conclusion.
And I don't blame Trump for not backing a Bush, because even if the Bush seems like they're, you know, not a rhino, it's always the risk you run.
Yeah.
Just, you know, you can't trust it.
Once you turn your back on one of them, you're going to feel the shiv.
Yeah. No, I agree. Howie, that's it for me for today, but I'll be back tomorrow.
Okay, Grace, will you tweet that out for me?
Yes. And by the way, I should mention, we're going to be at Tux Trucks on Friday for a remote, and everyone should stop by. It's going to be really fun. That's where the original I almost cut off Howie's foot with a plow happened. And so if you want to see part two, come on Friday.
If you were disinvited to Barack Obama's birthday party, we'd love to see it. Tux
yes.
Trucks.
Bring your PJs to Tux Trucks.
Yes. What's the nearest private airport that they can fly their jets into? The local beautiful people, billionaires flying up from the Hamptons.
John Kerry.
It's a short trip from the Hamptons. You know, look at the map. We're not far from the Long Island Sound.
It is curious, though, and I'm glad you had said, Howie, about the hotels. Like, this is very short notice to start disinviting people to this big event, bigger than most weddings. So it is interesting who's going to make the list. You know,
right?
Like, I'm assuming Oprah must be considered a close friend, but I don't know if, you know, kind of the C-list celebs are going to make it this time. Will Prince Harry make the list? I don't know.
What happens to Pearl Jam? I mean, do you... Do you downgrade to the, I don't know, the Sanford Townsend Band from the 1970s or something like that?
B-52s.
The B-52s.
I would rather Tavares than Pearl Jam.
I would. I mean, yeah, I would never care if I ever heard Pearl Jam.
You don't say. I thought you were a big fan.
But anyway, it's going to be very... I think that announcement, after post-midnight announcement, was just mainly for Fox News Channel and a few other dissident networks that were planning on sending camera crews down to the Martha's Vineyard Airport on Saturday morning.
Oh, still send them, guys. Please, please. It's worth it.
Absolutely.
Even if you just catch one beautiful person, it's worth it.
Yeah, all you have to do, you don't even have to look that hard. Just close your eyes, and the first time you hear, "Do you know who I am?" Just turn on the camera and send
"Do you know who I am?"
There you go. There it is. To all listeners who, like me, have an IRA or 401k, I have an urgent warning for you. Our federal debt is now more than $28 trillion. What the government is not telling you is that the Fed is running out of ways to fight this growing burden. Inflation and tax hikes are their only way out. You've seen the 40% increase in gasoline prices since January. Have you tried to buy lumber lately? Have you noticed the shrinking portions in some packaged products at the supermarket? It's all about inflation. In this 1970-style environment, every month your dollar buys less. So, if you have $50,000 or more in your retirement savings, your money could be at risk. Learn how you can protect your life savings with physical gold and silver. Visit goldco.com/Howie Carr to get your free precious metals IRA guide and find out how you can get paid to protect your retirement. That's right, goldco.com/Howie Carr, and the IRA experts at Goldco will give you up to $10,000 in free silver when you open a qualifying account. So, what are you waiting for? Go to goldco.com/Howie Carr. The experts at Goldco have helped thousands of Americans own gold and silver in their retirement savings to protect themselves against inflation and tax hikes. That's goldco.com/Howie Carr. I'm Howie Carr.
Please clap.
Want more Howie? Click the Howie Cam on HowieCarshow.com. He's the smartest guy in the room.
I think Papa has it all figured out. Figured out and wrapped up in tissue paper with pink ribbons on it.
Howie Carr is back.
844-500-4242. 201 says Cuomo has his new campaign slogan for the re-election campaign in 2022. Killing grannies and smacking fannies. Re-elect baby doc. It's I want to see a picture of the state trooper. I'm sorry. I'm just I just want to see it, and I don't want to blur it out like the picture of the aide at the governor's mansion, whose breast he has just groped. That was a great front page of the New York Post, but it would have been it. I like to see the photographs of everyone. 844-500-4242. Chris, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Chris.
Hello, Howie. I say by Friday he'll be impeached.
It'll take longer than that, though. You know, don't you think?
I don't think so. Even with Clinton's trial, August 17th, that was a dog and pony show. I don't think Sister would be.
I think, you know, the thing is, Chris, I think, you know, I don't think he's going to stick around and to be impeached and then convicted. I mean, he may be impeached, but he's not going to stick around for a trial in the New York State Senate with some judges sitting in, also sitting in judgment of him. But I don't think he's going to go anywhere till he absolutely has no chance. I mean, he doesn't have the option like Barack of, you know, getting a $65 million Netflix contract and a $20 million book deal and all this stuff. I mean, he's all done. He's finished. What is he going to, he's sitting on that $5 million, but he's like 65 years old, something like that. What's he going to do for the rest of his life? I guess he's 63, come to think of it. I don't think he's got like huge amounts of money out there. So is he just going to, you know, like he doesn't want to end up like John Lindsay, the former mayor, you know, who just, you know, he was this blue blooded guy, but he didn't have any money. And Rudy Giuliani actually had to get him like a hack job, you know, just to see him through his old age. And Cuomo doesn't want to be in that position. Thanks for the call, Chris. Bo, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Bo, quickly.
Yeah, hi, Howie. I'm a surgical technologist, 20 years experience. I was told by the major hospital in Maine conglomerate that I will lose my job October 1st if I do not get the jab, if I do not take the COVID-19 shot. After 20 years experience, I'm losing my job on the 1st.
What are you going to do? You going to sue them, or what are you going to do? You're looking for a lawyer?
No, I need to find a class action suit. People have got to stand up. We've got to band together. This has got to end. If they can do this to hundreds of people and force you to do something that you are opposed to.
I know. I wish I had a lawyer's name for you, Bo. I mean, I saw the vaccination rate among NFL players is up to 90%, and I guarantee you at least half of them don't want to get that vaccination. I'm Howie Carr.